What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Booksmart, new movie out in theaters, kind of an independent comedy movie that got a wide release. Very similar to Superbad, but more modern day. I think Superbad took place. Did that take place in the early 2000s? It had a feeling of like it took taking place earlier. But for sure, this one, Booksmart, took place modern day, about two girls, senior year in high school. They are academic overachievers. And it's the graduation, the night before graduation, and one of them realizes that they've been working so hard and avoiding parties and avoiding socializing so they can get good grades to get into good schools. And they realize that all the degenerates that they go to school with also got into all the good schools. So they didn't really have to sacrifice as much as they did during high school. So now this is their last hurrah to go and have some fun in high school before they go off to college. Well, one goes to college. The other doesn't know what she wants to do, so she's going to go backpack in Africa and build like wells. She's going to go dig wells with the big pygmy, with Justin Wren. But so it's a very similar premise to many movies, but two different characters. I mean, the two girls that are in this movie, I don't think I've seen either of them before. They play very unique characters, I would say. It's one of those kind of movies where I don't know, seeing females succeed gets me really emotional, gives me the feels to like see like empowering female stories. I've noticed, like, I could be watching a women's MMA fight and it'll be just the walkout music and they're just walking out and I get all emotional, just like, oh, she's worked so hard for this, or like they win, like when there's been many times watching UFC fights where I've gotten choked up because a female fighter won. You know, I mean, there's two female fighters, not just like, but it's just overly emotional. So I'm already in this movie. It's well done. It's directed by Olivia Wilde way too long. I thought Olivia Wilde was the woman who played Captain Marvel. I don't know why. She has blonde hair in promos that I've seen in theater, and she looks very similar to the woman that plays Captain Marvel. I don't even know her name. But Olivia Wilde is from The House, the show House, the medical drama, which I enjoyed, and she had, you know, dark, she was a brunette in that show. So seeing her with blonde hair, I didn't even connect her with that show at all. But really impressed with her ability to direct a movie and tell a story. So many people these days who are given director's jobs, especially like directors doing big blockbuster movies for companies like DC and Warner Brothers, like just have a complete inability to tell a story or have any like interesting visual style to their directing. I guess Snyder had a little bit of he was pretty much only visual style was all he had. But this one's just one of those movies. The thing that I love about independent movies is that it's got a ton of heart. It's just, you know, not necessarily the most original story of these girls trying to find the popular party, and they end up going to these wrong parties, and there's these, you know, characters that you see throughout the movie that you just fall in love with, all of them. You fall in love with the two main characters. Like, this movie, from top to bottom, I enjoyed the hell out of it. The only thing, really, that annoys the fuck out of me prior to this movie coming out, the trailers leading up to the release of this movie were always matched up back-to-back, which not the fault of this movie. I would imagine they're not. Maybe the studios are programming it this way. But Booksmart was always back-to-back with Good Boys, which is basically Superbad for middle schoolers, right? And they use the same song, that same, I think it's DJ Shadow song, that's like, picture this, I'm a bag of dicks, press between your lips. It's that rap song that's like, it's just got a really, I love the song, but it's like so played out. It's so played out. I still love hearing it, but it's just everywhere. It's just like so epic that everybody uses it. But both trailers use it. Thankfully, in the movie, the song doesn't show up till the very end of the movie. It's not like some movies kind of rely on a good song to just, like, they pad out the rest of the movie trying to make it seem like it's a decent experience, but it's just, like, they have good background music. Overall, the music was good for the soundtrack of this movie, but that particular song really hurt my feelings because both movies look good, Booksmart and Good Boys. Good Boys looks hilarious. Just because it's about like middle schoolers that are like they don't know shit, but they're on like an adventure. But yeah, Booksmart. I don't know how much. I mean, as far as comedy, it's definitely got a lot of comedic moments. It's got the heart that you get with a lot of independent movies, which I enjoy. You know, whereas Superbad, there was heart in Superbad. I don't want to hate on. I love Superbad. Superbad. McLovin, I mean, there's classic moments from Superbad that came from that movie, and I don't know if there's going to be anything that was that new in this movie, but it was still just like, it's just a nice breath of fresh air to go to the theater and watch a well-told story by a competent director, new director. I'm looking forward to what Olivia Wilde does. New actors, I'm looking forward to see what these girls get into, see what other movies they do. Their performance together, I thought, you know, there was no question that they were friends. But it's just, from top to bottom, I love this movie so much. And I would recommend that you go out and see it. There's not a lot of good stuff out in theaters right now. Avoid Aladdin. You've already seen the Avengers movie 20 times, I'm sure. I hope you've seen John Wick 2 already or 3. Where are we at with John Wick? John Wick 3. And there's not a whole lot. There's a couple horror movies that are out right now. But if you're looking for something good to go see in the movie theater that's just heartwarming and fun, go watch Booksmart because it won't steer you wrong. It's just, you know, I was blown away in a lot of ways, like knowing pretty much what the movie was going to be about going into it. It could have been just generic directing, and heartless writing, and it wasn't. It gave me the laughs, it gave me the cries, it gave me a good time at the movie theater. So go check it out. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every day. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week in advance over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my original artwork. Go buy some paintings now. Save 10% when you use coupon code INSPIRED at checkout. @RayTaylor for me on all social media. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out!